What's up? This is Dominique Beaumonte, and you are listening to Season with Salt, the podcast. When you're young, you are gifted with the privilege of being careless about your brand because the world is so forgiving. And we usually give people a pass when they are not true to who they are, especially when they're young, because we recognize that people need space to come into who they are. When you get about 30 years old, you need a commitment to a brand of your own. And the reason why is because a lot of things that happen to us, especially in this ever-changing world, a lot of things that happen to us, a lot of the things that we experience in life will come to test our character. And if you do not know who you are, what you stand for, what you want to project to others, while you're in your 30s and up, you are going to essentially make a lot of poor decisions. And when you look back at your 20s, especially if you're in your 40s, I was a very serious person. So I always took myself very serious. And that might even be one of my regrets for my 20s, because I was like really, really serious about things that I probably could have relaxed about, and relaxing about things that I probably should have been a little bit more serious about. When I think about my development as, let's start with just my development as a person with the capacity to share intimacy with another person. I don't know what I was doing in my 20s. I really don't. And a lot of my carelessness, if you will, in my 20s informs the way that I viewed myself in my 30s. And in my 40s, I'm coming to terms with that, right? Like, I am not the confused person that I was in my 30s, because I'm able to think critically about the choices that I made in my 20s. And most of all, and this is just me as a person of faith, when I reflect back on some of the mistakes that I made interpersonally or with other people in my 20s, I thank God that I survived the wild side of who I was. And I wasn't even really that wild. Let me just start with there, with that. I wasn't that wild, but I was wild enough to have some regrets, right? And so now that I'm looking back and I'm trying to sort of piece everything together, I'm thinking about how much I needed my 20s to inform the kind of person that I want to be, because I know what it feels like to be somebody that I don't want to be. And then I also know what it feels like to not know who I want to be. So if I were to give advice to people who are in their 20s, like, don't stop living, keep living, keep dreaming and hoping, take yourself as serious as you can, but also give yourself space to make mistakes and to take risks. You need that. You need that. Because some of the mistakes that I made in my 20s have been so valuable to me as I've matured, because, and this is just my context, because I'm called to teach, right? And so you cannot teach what you do not know. And what that means is, so yeah, in your 30s, well, I should stop speaking generically. In my 30s, I had to come to terms with experiences that I had in my 20s that were supposed to help me be a better teacher in my 40s. And some of that work requires you to put aside the shame of things that you have done that people might look down on. The other day I was thinking about how not every story or every experience that you have is to be taught to people broadly, to be shared with people broadly. Because there's some people who cannot handle the things that you've done, the things that you said, the things that you have experienced, because it's not for them. Some of the opportunities that we have to teach about who we are and what we've experienced in life will be conversations that we actually have with somebody one-on-one, right? Like, not everything is going to be in front of a big audience. I'm saying all that to say that in the cultivation of my 40-year-old self, when I'm thinking about who I am, what I want to be, how I want to project myself, what is my brand, I realize that not everything in my life is for a chapter in a book that will be written about me, right? And I have to learn what's for other people as an opportunity to teach, what are opportunities internally for me to learn from myself, and that just be the class, right? Old me teaching new me, the end. And, you know, what's really areas that I have to think more about. Because I see people being very careless with what their brand identity is. So let me just back up to say that I think everybody needs to be living a life that is congruent to who they want to be. And the older you get, the more mature you get, the more you should be identifying or projecting what you look like in the future. And the way to do that is really to do some self-discovery, right? What have I learned for myself? What has God taught me about myself? You know, and then use what you know about yourself as a measuring stick. And I'm going to give an example, because when I was, I've always had this passion. I was a journalism major in undergrad. I've always had this passion for being on the radio. I always wanted to be on TV. And I have had waves of interest in, like, really diving deeply into popular culture. Like, I would love to be on a podcast where people are just talking about popular culture. Like, I was one of those people in the early 2000s and late 90s that had a blog. Like, I am really into, like, what's going on in the world of pop culture. And ever so often, like, I find myself deeply invested in that world, right? Whether it's because I've fallen into some kind of trance and start watching, you know, the reunion of some Housewives series, or got locked into a fiction book or something like that and really want to just discover things that I'm learning about these fictional characters, like, by looking it up or Googling. I've gotten, like, really deep into those kind of things. And some of it is, like, you need outlets, right, to experience freedom. And those things, popular culture or reading a fictional book, is not necessarily in alignment with who God has shown me I am in the future, right? Like, I guess 20 years ago, a blog was a valuable thing to have. I remember being in graduate school and going to the library and taking a break from reading to post on my blog. I have this website called iamdomo.com, and I used to post about like all the things that were happening. And this is before you could get paid and before people were influencers with their face on things. Like, I just wanted to be able to tell stories about things that were going on in celebrities' lives. That was important to me. So recently, like, I have tried to become more intentional about like posting. So I'm reading all these articles about, you know, how to really enrich and build and grow your social media influence so that people embrace what it is that you are talking about, you know. And so I started participating in a lot of these trends. And one day, yesterday, I have this extreme amount of guilt. Like, I don't know, like, I don't know if it was something that somebody said or something that I was just feeling, but this spirit of conviction came over me because I realized that the things, because remember I talked about being your own, the measuring stick is who God has shown you that you are in the future. Because you might not be who you're going to be now, but that doesn't mean you can be careless with the resources that you have now, right? So I'm like making all these videos and all these trends, and I'm trying to figure out, like, you know, how to build my followership. And the spirit of conviction comes over me because I realize this is not in alignment with who you're supposed to be. It is so anti who you are now that you're good enough to do it because you have the skill set, but it's not having the same impact as other people who that's their lane. And what I realized is what I should be talking about, what I should be podcasting about, what I should be posting about is not necessarily the things that make you popular or get clicks or bait people to become followers of your influence necessarily, but there are things similar to what we're talking about today. And sometimes we are in such a rush to climax or to align ourselves with trends and things that are going on in the world or things that are going on in our career spaces that we forget that even if it's a trend and it's popular and everybody's doing it, if it does not align ultimately with who you are supposed to do, it will never fit. It will never fit. And so I'm sitting at the spa and I'm just like really enjoying myself, and you have to be completely unplugged. And I start taking inventory of like what's not in alignment. Like what is it that, because I had this crazy epiphany because there was one day I had the worst set of experiences happen to me, like in a series of like 48 hours, right? And when I'm telling other people this, about this really terrible experience that I'm having, most of the people, especially the people who are in close proximity to who I am as a human, most of the people are saying to me, this feels like God is setting you up for where you're going. Like, nobody is like, oh, I'm so sorry. Nobody's like throwing a pity party for me. Nobody's doing any of that. Everybody is aligning my misfortune with something that they see in me that honestly, in the moment, like, it's difficult for me to see because I'm struggling with what appears to be reality. And I realize that I'm trying to find this escape, so I'm not thinking about the things that I'm experiencing and the things that I'm going through, but I'm diving deep into this hole of misalignment. And I'm sitting at the spa and I realize, like, you better go backwards. You better go backwards in the last week. And you better think about what in your life is misaligned, because you cannot let people who don't care about you, you can't let people who are disassociated with where you are going dictate your output, dictate what you identify to be your brand. You got to be committed 100% to who it is that you are and who you're going to be. And you cannot be moved by external factors. So I'm at the spa. I run to my phone in the locker room and I start deleting these trendy videos because I know that when that spirit of conviction came over me, that was God saying, this is not like you are. It's cool. You got one of the videos got like 80,000 views, like another one got 20,000. It's cool, like, but it's not within the trajectory of who you're going to be. So cut it out. And so I cut it out. And it birthed for me this moment where I'm able to tell other people, you can become misaligned when you are influenced by external factors. And for me, it was unplugging and sitting in the hot tub at the spa, trying to figure out who has dictated how I've shown up this week, who has controlled me and the things that I have decided to distribute and display to other people. And when I realized who those people were, I realized that they had nothing to do with who I am. And so I took back my control, right? Like I took back the ownership of who I want to be and who I am. And here's the thing. It was easy because people might have pushed me in the direction, but I did it to myself, right? I had to, it's not like these people did this to me. These people made me. The Lord spoke to me early last week before like some of the things that I was experiencing like really came to fruition. And he said to me, he said, Dominique, some things happen to you and some things happen for you and you got to know the difference. You got to know the difference. When things happen to you, you let the thing that happened to you impact the decision that you make. But when they happen for you, you trust God, you trust the process, and you don't allow that thing to disturb your progress. And that's what I have forgotten because, like, I wasn't going having no martini and getting drunk at the bar, smoking no blunt or nothing like that. But I was doing things that weren't aligned. And that's the thing is that sometimes, like, the things that we do that move us out of alignment, they're not sinful. They're not harming other people. They might not, it might not even be harming us, right? But it is not what we're supposed to be doing. And here's the gift. I see this as a gift. I praise God for revealing to me or for having enough faith in me to remind me when I've gotten out of alignment so that I can get back in alignment, right? And yeah, that's it. That's it. My advice to people is to establish, get out a piece of paper and just write down, this is what I want to project. Whether it's in person, whether it's in a meeting. Somebody said to me this week in a meeting that they had never been in a meeting with somebody who smiled the whole time. I had not realized I was smiling at all because to an extent, there was nothing to be smiling about. But God reminded me that some things happen to you and some things happen for you. And when things happen for you, this is the other part of what he told me. He said that sometimes, and this might be telling my business a little too much, but somebody gonna know pretty soon, sooner or later, that some people will try to push you out. And that's God pushing you up. I got to have a part two, y'all, because I got more to say about that. But I want to challenge you. just like God challenged me, I want to challenge you to think about, to take an inventory of what in your life have you allowed other people or other circumstances external to your experience, how have you allowed those things to make you or break you or push you into things that are outside of the alignment or outside of the trajectory for which you know you are called? And what are you going to do about it? What are you going to delete? Who are you going to stop calling? Where are you going to stop going? What are you going to stop saying? Because it's up to you. It's up to you. Let me just say this word of prayer for those of you who are still listening. Father, first of all, we thank you for this revelation, this reminder, this thinking around alignment and who you want us to be and how you want us to show up. And thank you for the grace to start over. Thank you for the grace to make adjustments. Thank you for the grace to recalibrate. Thank you for the grace to see things differently. Thank you for the grace to not be victims of what has happened to us. Thank you for the grace to realize that you are working for us and that your plan for us is bigger than anybody else's plan for us. Thank you for that being the thing that anchors and grounds us so that we don't bring harm to ourselves and others. We praise you. We love you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Season with soul, with soul. Season.